to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We are joined, I'm very pleased to say, by a remarkable woman who has been, by nothing but sheer force of will, transformed from a regular citizen of this country into one of America's foremost experts on the challenges posed to our, well, our security, as well as the demographics and political makeup of our country, by the phenomenon known as refugee resettlement. Her name is Anne Corcoran. She is a blogger at Refugee Resettlement Watch. She is also the author of a terrific monograph that we published at the Center for Security Policy entitled Refugee Resettlement and the Hydra to America. She did an accompanying video which has, at last count, almost 3 million views, which is no mean feat since it's all by word of mouth. It speaks to the concern many of us feel about what's being done in our country as well as in Europe and elsewhere. And it's so great to have a chance to visit with her. Anne Corcoran, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Frank.
As we speak, Anne, there is a sort of microcosmic example of what you have been warning about for some 10 years now, involving refugees that were initially supposed to go to Australia, but the Aussies decided they didn't want them. And they're now headed here. Donald Trump has called this a dumb deal that Barack Obama arranged to do that with the Australian government. So why is he allowing this to happen? And what are the implications of doing so?
First, let me say very clearly, these aren't even refugees. These are illegal aliens who attempted to get to Australia by boat. And in 2013, the Australian government said, anybody who tries to break into our country illegally by boat, you're going to detention center. So that's exactly what they did. These are mostly men, mostly single men. 1,250 of them, in fact, are being considered for resettlement in the United States. They are on offshore islands at the moment. Trump said when he came in, this is a dumb deal. Obama set it up in September of 2016. And Trump now is going along with this idea of taking these illegal, they are really truly illegal alien men from mostly Muslim countries to the United States.
What could possibly go wrong with that? One has to ask. Military age young men, for example, unaccompanied from mostly Muslim countries. I don't see any problem with that. Do you, Anne?
And to top it off, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees went to visit these two detention centers and found that the percentage of mental health problems was 80%, above 80% for both groups on both islands. So they have mental issues. They were going to come here needing mental health treatment, mostly single men, the vast majority, who have been some in detention for 4 years. And as some people have said to me, you're going to have some mental issues if you're a man who's been in detention for 4 years. And they, when they get to the United States, it's just mind-boggling. They literally are free. They will be placed in one of five states, or in five states now. We know which states: Georgia, Oregon, Colorado, Texas, and Arizona are the first places they will be going. But people don't understand. Refugees come into the United States. They are free people. They will be placed by a resettlement contracting agency.
As I recall, Anne Corcoran, this is how you got into this whole business, is that somebody did a similar stunt in your community out in Western Maryland. This is crazy-making that we're seeing this done now across America. I am also given to understand by you, among others, I think, that the first thing that these so-called voluntary agencies, the sort of cottage industry of refugee resettlement or HIDRA enabling, HIDRA being that migration and colonization that Muslims are supposed to engage in. The first thing they do after settling this first batch is that they go get their relatives. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. They can bring in the relatives shortly thereafter. I mean, and it just never ends. And these agencies, which are mostly supposedly religious organizations, supposedly nonprofit, are literally paid by the head to resettle refugees. So in my mind, if these agencies could be removed from the system, we would solve many of our problems. There's no incentive to ever slow this flow as long as they're paid by the head.
To the contrary, there's a powerful incentive to keep it going, and they lobby intensively for that purpose. And you mentioned this religious complexion to it. Could you give us a sense of the magnitude of the impact, the money that, say, the Catholic charities are obtaining through serving as a refugee resettlement voluntary agency towards the bottom line of, say, the Catholic bishops?
Catholic charities in some parts of the country are getting additional federal money going directly to them through a diocese and not through the bishops. But the bishops a year ago got just short of $100 million for their migration fund, which is dealing with the DACA children, unaccompanied alien minors, and the refugees.
Do you have any sense of what a percentage of their overall budget that would represent? That's a staggeringly large number.
Oh, of their migration fund? Now, the only thing we really have a handle on is their what they call their migration program or their migration fund. It's about 98% of the funds that they receive for migration. They only get about 2% from donations from, you know, passing the plate on Sundays.
But this is a prime example of why there is such an emphasis placed by these guys on continuing the flow of these refugees, even though, for heaven's sakes, there isn't a one of these religious orders or faiths that is going to last a minute if these turn out to be Islamists and if they have their way in terms of these other faiths. I was just talking with Herb London in the previous segment, Anne, about the red-green axis, people who care about feminists or their agenda or homosexuals or Jews. I mean, what are they thinking when they're bringing it to bear the purposes of these Sharia supremacists? It's crazy-making.
Right. The Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society is a prime example. It is one of the nine contractors that narrowly is bringing in hardly any Jews anymore coming to the country as refugees. It's a tiny, tiny number. So they've moved on to Muslims.
And very quickly, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, when you look at this problem, aside from getting these voluntary agencies out of the business and trimming the numbers of refugees that are brought in, starting with these guys in these Australian detention camps, it would seem to me, the president's talking about admitting 45,000 more of them, but there was talk during the campaign, as you know, Anne, about having an extreme vetting process. I haven't heard anything about that lately, but I and several of our colleagues put together an amicus brief for the Supreme Court arguing that we need a filter for Sharia supremacism. Would that make sense to you in terms of trying to damage limit here?
It does make sense to add it, but let me just say, how do you screen somebody? Let's take these Australian failed asylum seekers who failed to get into Australia now in detention. How do you screen somebody who got on a boat? There is no way to screen these people. The screening, by the way, on these Australians is less than 12 months, and we've been told it was 18 to 24 months. So how do you even begin to screen somebody? Let's say Syria, they've left Syria. There's no way you can call back to Syria and say, hey, let's have some information on, you know, this particular family. There's nothing to screen with.
Well, this is a huge problem. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it argues again for not allowing these folks in. We have to leave it at that. Anne Corcoran, thank you so much, really from the bottom of my heart, for the great work you do at Refugee Resettlement Watch. Please check out her video and her book at securefreedom.org. Let's put her over the 3 million mark and help support the great work that Anne does tirelessly at Refugee Resettlement Watch. Come back to us again soon if you would, Anne. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.